Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here high atop the Tower of Hope on Empowered by the Spirit. And happy Advent. And we have two wonderful people with us, Sister James Hunt and Sister Nancy Usselman, both from the Daughters of St. Paul, and they are the Media Nuns. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon.
Welcome to the show, and happy Advent.
Thank you. Same to you.
And Advent is such an exciting season because it really focuses on that preparation, that joy, that focus that something wonderful is about to happen. And you have something wonderful that's about to happen on December 15th and 16th.
That's right. Talk about expectations.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture. I wish you could see it. Well, actually, on Facebook Live, eventually you'll be able to see this. And this is Love Among Us, a Christmas concert with the Daughters of St. Paul. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's the first time we're coming to the West Coast for this concert.
Oh, my
yes, we've been
goodness.
Singing for 22 years on the East Coast and Midwest. First time on this tour is coming 8 cities, and the last city we're hitting is Los Angeles.
You'll save the best for last.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me about the concert. What is it all about?
Well, it's a really joyful, fun expectation of just celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. And what we do as sisters, we have individual mics, so we sing and we dance and we involve the audience into the whole participating. Wow. We tell stories, we make people laugh, we make people cry.
Wow.
Just really an engaging concert that really brings people, I think, the message of joy, the message of hope, which so many are desperate for during the season especially.
Tell us about that message of hope. Mm-hmm. Why should we have hope as Catholics?
Well, we have Christ in our hearts, so Christ is hope, and we, through music, tell others that Christ is our hope, Christ is our joy, and they pick up on that, and it increases the hope that people are searching for today.
So many times people are struggling, and my brothers and sisters, as you listen to the show Empowered by the Spirit, I don't know about you, but there are times, holidays, or they're wonderful, but at the same time, we have these expectations that, oh, wow, I don't have the great family going on right now, or relationships, or I've lost a loved ones, or whatever it might be. But the reality, Advent is to remind us the fact that we have Jesus who loves us unconditionally, who's waiting for us with open arms.
Absolutely, and that's the message of our Christmas concerts. Every year, we come up with a different theme, and this year, it's Love Among Us. But it's really talking about how God comes to us, God sustains us in His love, and then it's encouraging us to also give love. That's the whole movement of the concert and the whole message of the concert this year.
And my guess is, as we think about or reflect back on your own personal vocations, that feeling, that nudge of love, that nudge of wanting to make a difference was a reason why you joined and became a sister of the Daughter of St. Paul. And tell us about your stories. And Sister Marie, tell us about what happened with you and in terms of your journey and vocation.
Sure. When I was 12 years old, I was at a teacher's conference with my mother. And during one of the breaks, I was honestly looking for the world's finest chocolate samples. I was going table to table to table. And before you know it, I came upon a table that had books on it. And I was kind of wondering, oh, wow, what's this table all about? And before I could even look up, I felt an arm grab my arm. And I looked up, and it was this little Italian sister, Sister Antoinette, across the table. And she grabbed my arm and said, have you ever thought of becoming a sister? And I looked at her in shock, and I said, oh, no, not me. And then I kind of ran back to my mom's table, and I said, Mom, you'll never believe what happened. That sister over there asked me if I've ever thought of becoming a sister. And my mom looked at me and said, well, have you? And I looked back at her and said, no.
Yeah.
But that was the seed that was planted. And there were others in my life while I was ages 12 to 15 that kept asking me, have you ever thought of becoming a sister? I see something in you. And that got me really thinking and praying and talking to God about it. And so I started visiting different convents. I visited the Daughters of St. Paul at their mother house in Boston. And I felt so at home there. I found so much joy there. It attracted me. And I thought, well, why not? Let me give it a try. And I entered as a junior in high school. At that time, we still had a high school. I know a lot of young women today are discerning and making their decisions in their late 20s, early 30s. But at that time, I said, well, you know what I have? What do I have to lose? I'm going to give it a try. And from the day I entered, I felt so much peace, so much joy, so much at-homeness there that it was a confirmation for me that this was truly where I was meant to be.
My brothers and sisters, the word joy, which is a cornerstone of the Advent season, the Christmas season, it's the second fruit of the Holy Spirit as found in Galatians 5:22, can stand for Jesus over you. And when you say yes to Jesus, your whole life changes. When you say yes to Jesus, you're filled with joy and you're filled with love and you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is so, so important. And to the sister, the very holy Italian sister who is out there, I say, molto bene, molto bene, mi piace. Sister Nancy, tell us your story on the nudge that God gave you.
Well, there were many along the way. And coming from St. Louis, my family knew many religious orders because it's the Rome of the West. You know, there were like 300 religious mother houses just in St. Louis area alone. And my family, we knew many of them, the Benedictines, the Carmelites, the Missionaries of Charity, the Pink Sisters. But and many of them, because we were several girls and us also cousins, they kept asking us if we wanted to be sisters, and I was like, no way, thank you very much. No, I'd stay far away. But, you know, it's funny how when you're the one that says no, that's the person God wants, because my cousin met the Daughters of St. Paul by coming across their book center in downtown St. Louis, and she was the one who always thought of becoming a sister since, like, third grade. And so they invited her to a day of recollection or a little retreat day. And she said, can I bring all my cousins too? And we're like, gee, thanks. Now we have to go. So we go. And I never thought of it before to be a sister. But when as soon as I met the Daughters of St. Paul, I love movies, music, and books. So anything media. So as soon as I saw that these sisters work with media to preach about Jesus, I said, well, that's a pretty cool combination. I could do that. And, you know, it just kind of nudged me along. But every time they tried to call me to come to another retreat day, I'd be like, no, thanks. I'm not going. But that first meeting, they gave me a prayer card to Mary, Queen of Apostles. And I took that card and I prayed it every day, every time I went to Mass after communion. And it would say to help to know one's own vocation. And I would be praying to Mary, Mary, help me know what you want of me, but not to be a nun. I don't want to do that. But anything else, show me.
Awesome. And, awesome.
Yes, when I said not that, that's exactly what the Lord was pushing me towards.
And so as we think about vocations, there are many out there right now, many young women and young men, actually, that are getting this nudge, but they're not sure what to do and so forth. And society today says, oh, don't do it, and all these different things. But the Holy Spirit is there nudging them. How do you know that it's the Holy Spirit? How do you know whether or not to take it seriously when you get this nudge, this calling?
I think so much of it comes at a moment of quiet and a peace. That's why prayer is so important in discernment. It's taking really some time for meditation and prayer, because that's how the Holy Spirit directs us. And there's like a little spark in our heart, or when I think of, you know, what a particular way of life that the Lord may be leading me, if I feel that, like, excitement or perhaps a little fear, because I don't know what's the expectation. But so much of that is just praying to know and be aware of that the movements of the heart in this type of discernment. And I think that's where it comes from, you know, and an awareness of oneself.
Sister Marie, there are so many people out there that worry about what they're going to be giving up. And yet, yes, it is a trade-off. But at the same time, when you say yes to Jesus, you get infinitely more than you could ever imagine. And the giving up is really more of the getting. You get the joy of the Lord. You get love. You get community. You get belonging. You get purpose. Am I on the right track?
You absolutely are on the right track. My mom said that after I entered, the question she always received the most was, is she happy? Is she truly happy? And it always shocked her because she's only known me as being very happy following the vocation, being in religious life. Sure, there are difficult moments. There's tough days. But there's a lot of beautiful days and there's a lot of joy. And God keeps reconfirming that for you when you're on the right path and you're following His will.
Amen. You know, one of the famous books out there, Purpose Driven Life, that some people have read, I'm sure, on the who are listening in. The very first line of that book says, it's not about you. And when we realize the fact that we were born to know God and to love God and to serve God, as the old Baltimore Catechism has said, we realize that God has something wonderful in store for us, whether or not we become religious or whether or not we live out our baptism to be priest, prophet, and king. Something wonderful is happening for us and is going to happen for us. And we're going to find out more about the wonderful things the Daughters of St. Paul are doing when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. Hello everyone, it's Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back here on Empowered by the Spirit with Sister Marie James Hunt and Sister Nancy Usselman, and they both are part of the Daughters of St. Paul. Right before the break, we were talking about vocations, and my brothers and sisters, Jesus is knocking on the door, saying, come to me with all of your heart. Give me your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. Give me all of you, all of you. During this Advent season, as we think about the coming of Jesus at Christmas, the second coming, we think about how every single day is meant to be a day of rejoicing, a day of Jesus in your heart, a day of a new creation, a day of a new wineskin, a day of miracles. And the definition of miracle is God's intervention in your life. Well, certainly when you say yes to Jesus, it is so exciting. And we have two people here that have said yes to Jesus and joined the Order of the Daughters of St. Paul. Tell us about the Daughters of St. Paul, what it's about, the founders, and what their ministry is in the church.
Sure. The Daughters of St. Paul were founded in northern Italy by Father James Alberione.
I knew I liked them already.
And he chose Mother Tecla Merlo as the co-foundress. So together they began the Daughters of St. Paul in 1915. Father Alberione actually created the Pauline family, which has 10 branches. He started with the Society of St. Paul in 1914. And then he added a lay association of Pauline cooperators in 1917. So we're celebrating 100 years of our Pauline lay cooperators.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
And so he founded other associations for single men, the Gabrielites, for single women, the Annunciationists, and for married couples, the Holy Family Institute. So altogether, there are 10 branches of this wonderful Pauline family, and together we all have the same charism. We pray in honor of Jesus, Master, Way, Truth, and Life, Mary, Queen of Apostles, and St. Paul. And our mission is to evangelize through media.
It's about really about living Christ so as to communicate Christ to the world. And we all do that in a little bit of different way. But as the priests and brothers of Society of St. Paul and us, the Daughters of St. Paul, our specific mission is to do that through all forms of media, but also as teachers of media within the culture and influencing media leaders. So our spirituality is about praying for those who are in the media industry.
Thank you for praying for me.
We do.
Yes,
we pray for you.
Right.
See, you didn't know that. You have a whole group of nuns just praying for you all.
Yes.
and Jim and Michael, and that's just yes. awesome. You know, I have found, and I couldn't agree with you more, that media is at the cornerstone of communication. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting how Jesus communicated, obviously without media, but he was in Capernaum because that was the point where people would come up from the Middle East, and he'd see lots of people who were traders and people, and it was in a sense trying to get to as many people as possible. And as I look at media, that's what media is all about.
Yes.
You know, how can we get the message, the good news of Jesus Christ, to as many people as possible through social media? Yes. And through radio, through TV, and so forth.
It's very incarnational, you know, as we reflect during this Advent, we're reflecting on the coming of Christ into our hearts. Well, you know, the preaching of the word, we receive the word first in order to be able to communicate it. And that's exactly what this ministry is. And all of us who work in any form of media are communicating a message. And what we hope to do is communicate a message of hope, a message of joy, and a message that God loves each one of us and wants us to be happy in this life and to find relationship with Him. How important that is in our own spiritual journeys.
My brothers and sisters, during this time of Advent, this time of preparing for the coming of Jesus at Christmas, so many people take a self-assessment as to where things are. They may look at themselves and say, I'm not really that happy with my life. But just remember this. It is not Jesus who is condemning you. As you look at Romans 8:1, it says, now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God is love. God is just calling you to say, come to me. Come to me. I died on the cross for you. I rose again for you. And when we talk about love, as we take a look at further on in Romans 8, that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God. That message that God loves us passionately has to be given to people over and over again, and the media is a great way to do that.
Yeah, our founder, Blessed James Alberione, really, he's called the media apostle. He was called that by John Paul II, Pope John Paul II, that he is the media apostle for the 21st century. But he really gave us a spirituality both of word and Eucharist, because it's those two forms, the incarnation of the incarnate Christ in his word and his sacrament, that we can receive new life in ourselves, but then we can then go forth and preach this life to the world.
Tell us about what types of media that you are involved in and Sisters of St. Paul or Daughters of St. Paul are involved in.
Well, in Culver City, we have a Pauline Book and Media Center, and there you can find a lot of our publications. So we are publishers. We produce all kinds of books for children, for families. We have Bibles, prayer books, all kinds of materials there that can bring people closer to Christ. And we also have videos, DVDs, CDs, all kinds of materials there at our store. We also have programs that we run. Sister Nancy has the Pauline Center for Media Studies on the second floor at Pauline Books and Media. And she's heavily involved with educating people in media awareness.
Yes. We teach a lot on media mindfulness as well as the theology of popular culture. So how we find God's grace present within the culture, within the artifacts of the culture, the popular music, movies, television shows, and any form, even social media, how that we can see God's grace at work there, but also how we can be critical engagers of the media today. We also do give retreats like film retreats, as well as movie nights, Bible, we call it Cinema Divina, like Lexio Divina, praying the word. We
nice.
Do it Cinema Divina,
nice.
Praying with the movie and scripture.
When we talk about media, and one of the things that comes to mind is what you see in the movie theaters and so forth. And it's so hard, whether it be TV or in the theaters, to really go and look at things that really are upbringing. You know, from a standpoint of Ignatian theology, mm-hmm. is moving you closer to God rather than away from God. Your thoughts on that? I mean, how can we make sure that we are watching something that's going to build us up and encourage us.
Well, the way I look at films, and we actually are film critics and film reviewers on our website, which is bemediamindful.org. We actually review all the movies from Hollywood, or most of them that come out. And the way we look at it is to see what are the deepest needs of humanity that are being expressed there. Like, there is often expressed the need for communion, the need for connection, meaning, purpose in life. And that's our starting point for dialogue with this popular culture. Really, what is it that they're yearning for? And then we have the message of Christ to be able to communicate. That's the answer. We have the answer. But we want to be able to enter into that communication and that dialogue. And also, so many things in film and television, yes, they can be disturbing, or they're not in conjunction with our own values. But we have to know our values in order to make that connection and dialogue with it. Saying, yeah, that's not exactly what I believe, but what might have... what can we pull out from that experience of the culture that is in conjunction with our values, and have that conversation? It's always great to bring it in conversation with the scriptures, too, and in dialogue with other people, because it helps us to kind of engage that way, and where it affirms our own values while also being able to be critical engagers of the media today.
Are there some movies out there that you recommend that really speak to our deeper needs?
Well, actually, I saw an amazing film called The Florida Project, and it speaks really about today's hidden homeless people who live in motels. It's really quite an impressive story. It's through the eyes of a six-year-old girl, and it's right across the street from Disney World in Florida, and you see these many families living in motels. So it's really a justice issue in society that we got to struggle with. But it's also about what are those needs? I didn't know there was this situation. There could be over a million people living in motels in the United States. I didn't know that, you know, until seeing this. So it kind of brings an awareness, a social awareness to all of us. So there's a lot of great movies out there. Even there's one called The Man Who Invented Christmas. That's a story of Charles Dickens and writing the story of The Christmas Carol.
You know, one of the movies I really liked was, I think it was called The Nativity. Did you see it at all? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because it made it so real, mm-hmm. what the Blessed Mother went through.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for me, it became really alive that just her yes, mm-hmm. her unconditional yes, in which she said yes to the angel Gabriel, yes to the Holy Spirit. And what a sacrifice, you know, in this small village. And, you know, so I think when we look at movies and it helps us get closer to Christ, helps the scripture become alive to us, that to me is a big yes in terms of seeing
mm-hmm.
the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new movie coming out, actually will be already out, called The Star. Sony Studios did it. It's the whole Bethlehem story told in animation through the eyes of the animals. So that's a wonderful thing to see, that there are filmmakers using their gifts to tell the story of Jesus.
Which is awesome. And so what is actually cultural mysticism?
Well, I actually have a book coming out about that.
Ooh.
Coming next year sometime. So
we're going to come right back and talk more about this cultural mysticism and why it's important to us. And we're going to get into social media. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. Hello, everyone. We're back here with the Media Nuns, and we're talking about cultural mysticism and how important that is. And if you could further elaborate, as we were talking a little bit right before the break.
Well, actually, like I said, I wrote a book about this, and it's coming out in the spring. But it's really a theology of popular culture, how we can take a sacred look at the culture and the artifacts of the culture, which is the movies, music, books, the music, the social media feeds, all the Twitter feeds, and look at that and say, How is God's grace at work? What are the deepest needs and yearnings of humanity that are present there? And then how can we dialogue with it, with our faith background? And it's a very incarnational and sacramental view. Because I said, as Catholics, we have the sacraments, and the tangible is where God's grace is at work within us, you know, with the fire, oil, water. When we see water, we represent for us an image of new life, of cleansing, of healing. And so it gives a different perspective when you even see it in a movie or in an art piece. You think of going to a museum and standing before, you know, some of the famous artists' masterpieces, and you see that's a symbolism that's present there. It's the same thing in movies and music and television shows. So it's about taking that sacred look. It's about a reflective look on the culture.
Because the Lord is in the culture.
Yes.
And Jesus is there defining the culture for us in a way that is really mystical, but at the same time wonderful.
And the mysticism part of it is us being able to take that moment of really entering into a relationship with Christ and really finding in a meditative moment how we can be engagers with the culture. And we're not to remove ourselves from it, because we're in it. It's all around us. Media is everywhere. We can't avoid it. But we can engage with it from our Catholic values, from our perspective, without being critical of others, but being engaging and understanding, and hopefully being able to give the message of hope.
So as we look at what's happening in our culture, one of the things that we focus on Powered by the Spirit, is how can we better communicate, connect with young adults? Because young adults, of course, are such a critical part of our faith and our religion, and yet the statistics are not all that great in terms of their involvement in sacraments and church and really connecting with them. Social media is so absolutely critical to try to connect with young adults. How can we use social media to really get young adults more actively engaged in the church, in the sacraments, and really have that as an opportunity to build up the church?
I know watching Bishop Barron and what he's doing with his YouTube channels and Word on Fire Ministries, he's right there engaging the world by presenting all kinds of wonderful topics and inviting people to write in and to he responds to them. And a lot of them are these young millennials that are reaching out and asking questions. And I heard a story recently where an atheist was following Bishop Barron and was just so impacted by him that he became Catholic. And now he's studying to become a priest.
Praise God.
So they're out there. They're watching. They're following. They're following us on our social media, on our Twitters, on our YouTubes, on our Instagrams and Snapchats and Facebook. We have a Ask a Catholic Nun page also on Facebook that people are always writing in questions, and we're constantly giving responses. And then I also engage young people when I go out into the parishes through book fairs or in our bookstore. And a lot of times they're just waiting for an invitation. They want somebody to invite them to go to a Catholic Mass with them. And so I've gone to Catholic Masses around and shown them where some of the Eucharistic chapels are. And I see them seeking for spirituality, seeking out depth, seeking out answers. And I think they just need a mentor to help guide them.
Yeah. So many times when they come into our Book and Media Center, they're seekers. They're not necessarily even following any particular faith. They're just seeking something spiritual. They know that there's something more. They just don't know where to go with it. And it's pretty amazing when they come, and it's a lot of them are young adults are coming into our store, especially from the industry in Hollywood, which is very close to us. And they are just seeking some connection with others who have a spiritual desires. And so when they talk to the sisters, they start to realize there's something they can, you know, concretely do to come into a relationship with God in a very concrete way. And it's pretty amazing how the interactions that happen there.
Tell us about how our radio audience can find you on social media, website, and so forth?
You just check hashtag Media Nuns and anything, and you will find us. Because we have many sisters. A lot of our sisters are on all areas of social media. And that's really kind of the way you could find what activities we're involved in. A little bit of insight into our community life, too, because you'll see us, you know, enjoying our parties together, having meals together, having interactions together as sisters. So it's all there on social media. But
you can also go to our website, www.pauline.org. That's kind of a home hub for us. You can start there, but you can connect with us all those different ways too.
And we strongly recommend that you do that. Let's bridge a little bit into brainstorming, vision, and unlimited resources. If you could do anything you wanted, what would the future look like for your ministry in terms of what it is that you would want to do to get out the good news of Jesus Christ through media?
Well, I would love it if our, you know, music ministry can take off to be recognized, because we've been doing the Christmas concerts for 22 years. And, you know, and we do an 8-city tour, and it's such a great event and fun and engaging. I mean, we say, you know, if you know Sister Act, well, we're the real Sister Act. You know, we're the real nuns actually singing and dancing and enjoying the message of Christ and sharing that with other people. And my hope for that would that it would be recognized even more on another level than what it's been. I mean, we've recorded more than 30 albums. We've gotten that. We distributed them through iTunes as well as Spotify and all the different downloadable, you know, sites for music. But it's just getting to recognize that, you know, nuns are kind of a thing in Hollywood now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies coming out about nuns and about Catholic images and Catholic things. So to say that we are real people, but we are real people who are in love with Christ and are joyful about it.
That concert's had an impact on so many people. I think of a story of a young girl who came year after year to our concert in Boston. She had a lung condition, so she would come with her oxygen tank, and she would sit herself right up in the first row. And she had her favorite song. You know, she was following us through all our different albums. And one year, I remember they were calling her up on stage, and she had so much joy and so much happiness to be able to share in that moment with the sisters. And since then, she has passed away. But I often think of her as almost like a little angel looking over us and looking over our music ministry. But that's just one little story. There's so many stories of people that have been impacted by our concerts.
What about other types of media that you could expand in?
Oh, all areas of social media can be expanded into. And our websites are continuously growing and growing and developing. And like I said, it's like being involved in the film industry, especially near Hollywood. We have a lot of interaction with people in the industry. And I think every time I tell them that you have a group of nuns praying for you, they're really impressed by that. And I think it helps them to see that what they are doing as artists does have an impact upon a culture. And I think it's just wanting to be more that connection with people, for them to realize that we are there, that we are there for you. And we are there to preach the gospel. We are there to communicate.
Have you ever considered a TV show, or do you have a TV show?
No, we don't have one yet, but yes, I would love to do it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Sister Rose and I both work in the Media Study Center, and we both want to do this, you know, culture chat, so, you know, with the Media Nuns or something, you know, where we talk about movies and music and all the other things of the culture together.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So you heard it first here on Empowered by the Spirit. So if you're interested in supporting that, and along the lines of support, I know Spirit-Filled Hearts is 501c3, and our website is spiritfilledhearts.org. We appreciate your support and donations, but my guess is you're a nonprofit, and you're looking for support and donations and help. And how would someone come to you and support you financially?
Well, if it has anything to do with the Christmas concert, that's a big support for us, because it's also a fundraiser for our community in Culver City. And so it's at pauline.org/LA concert. So come to the concert, but also you get to know the sisters, and you'll get to see what our ministry's about. And then we can go from there. What other are the ways to support? But you can also come right to our book center in Culver City and support that, because that's a ministry. Obviously, books do not make a lot of money. So we do need that continual support. We're completely self-supporting as religious sisters. We don't get any other funds from anywhere else. So what our work is what supports us and our senior sisters and our novices and postulants as well.
Yes, our bookstore is located at 3908 Sepulveda Boulevard in Culver City. And we're working on a prayer garden in honor of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So if you want to have a memorial plaque put up in that prayer garden, we're taking donations also for those memorial plaques. It's going to be a beautiful garden. We're going to call it a little spiritual oasis on the west side of Los Angeles.
And how many sisters do you have in your community?
We're seven there in the local house.
And how about in the country?
Well, in the country, about 130.
130. Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And this is something that is so important for all of us to support the Daughters of St. Paul and the Daughters of St. Paul Choir, but everything you're doing to help really bring the Word of God to all of us.
Yes.
To make us better Catholics, right?
Thank you.
And better Christians. So we're going to be right back to learn more about Love Among Us, the Christmas concert that the Daughters of St. Paul Choir perform. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here high atop the Tower of Hope on Empowered by the Spirit with two wonderful people, Sister Marie James Hunt and Sister Nancy Usselman, and they're both part of the Daughters of St. Paul, sisters in that order, and they are amazing as the media nuns, and there's a really, really exciting Christmas concert coming up. And during this Advent season, you know, it's so important that we truly get into the spirit of what the season is really all about, which is Jesus, and that's what your concert does. But before we get into specifics more about the Christmas concert, let's talk just a little bit more about Advent. It's a season that many people really can't get into quite as much as Lent, let's say. That seems to be a little bit easier for people to understand. But what does Advent mean to you? And perhaps maybe what would be one recommendation you could give people as to how to live in Advent to get us closer to Jesus?
I love Advent. I look forward to it every year, and I think it's because it gives me an opportunity to walk very closely with Mary. And my suggestion to people is to walk the journey of Advent with Mary. She was the one who said that first yes. She was the one who was carrying Jesus. She was the one who had such a deep faith and conviction that this is what the Lord was calling her to do. She did it with a lot of joy, a lot of faith, and she's the one who shows us how to bring Jesus into the world. Our founder, Father Alberione, had a very, very strong devotion to Mary. He gave us an image of Mary, Mary Queen of Apostles. And if you have the opportunity to come to our chapel, which is in our bookstore, you will see Mary there presenting Jesus out to the world. It's a very unique statue of Mary. Most Madonnas that we see have Mary holding Jesus close to her. Instead, Father Alberione had an image, a mystical revelation of Jesus being held out to the world. And so he calls all of us Daughters of St. Paul to imitate Mary, to hold Jesus out to the world.
And what is the address again of the Pauline Book and Media Center?
Yes, we're at 3908 Sepulveda Boulevard
in Culver City. Awesome.
And our chapel's open to the public. Anytime the store is open, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, the public is welcome to come in and just pray in our chapel. They don't have to make a purchase. They can just come right on in and spend some time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. We have a prayer intention book in that chapel, and we invite people to place their intentions in that book. And that book gets filled every single day with people's prayer intentions. And the sisters read those intentions and pray for them every
day. And we
day.
Are asking all of our radio listeners in the L.A. area, if you're visiting Los Angeles, to come to the Pauline Book and Media Center, 3908 Sepulveda Boulevard in Culver City, to go to the chapel, to check out the bookstore. This is a fantastic group of very devoted women the Daughters of St. Paul? And Sister Nancy, as we look at Advent, what would be your answer?
You know, this season is, you know, naturally the world is getting darker. Its days are getting darker. And I think that sense of darkness sometimes can be oppressive to people and can be overwhelming. And even the intenseness of the season, the commercial intenseness of the season can be overwhelming to people. And I like to see it as really the expectation of light coming in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of our own depression, our own suffering. Christ's light is breaking through into our hearts. And I spend a lot of the Advent season singing on our Christmas concert tour. So people are saying, oh, well, you're singing Christmas songs already. I said, yes, but always with that sense of that light is breaking through the darkness of our hearts, of our minds, and of our culture.
And we are called to be the light of Christ and not to hide our light under a bushel basket. And when we think about the light of Christ, Love Among Us, a Christmas concert with the Daughters of St. Paul, will give us that joy, that light, that love of Jesus. Tell us more about it and when it is and how we get tickets.
Well, it's the Love Among Us Christmas Concert Tour of the Daughters of St. Paul Choir. It is coming December 15th and 16th at Veterans Memorial Complex in Culver City. This is the first time we are coming to the West Coast. So for this Christmas concert, it's at 7:30 p.m. on December 15th and 16th. And if you want to get tickets, you got to get them now because it sells out fast. It's at pauline.org. That's P-A-U-L-I-N-E, pauline.org/LA concert. And you can get all your tickets online. You can even select the seats that you want to have for that concert. And I tell you, you want to get them now because it is really, we sold out crowds everywhere we go in most cities. So, you want to get them soon, but it's a really, really fun concert. Bring the whole family. This can be the Christmas event for your family.
And I'm going to be there on December 15th, God willing. So come check me out. Deacon Steve Greco here on Empowered by the Spirit. And I strongly recommend that all of you get these tickets and tell us more about what the concert's all about and what kind of songs and so forth.
They're fun songs. They're serious songs. They're traditional songs. It's the real sister act.
A lot of the songs that we do, they may be a traditional Christmas carol, but we have a new twist to it, you know, with a interesting arrangement or interesting arrangement of our voices. We usually do 4-part harmonies, you know, and it's just, They're fun. They're upbeat. But we also sing the beautiful traditional ones like O Holy Night, Joy to the World, O Come All Ye Faithful. And then we'll have some fun ones too, you know, Jingle Bells or, you know, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And we get the kids to come and dance and sing with us.
Oh, that is so awesome. And it starts at 7:30 p.m. The ticket range is $20 to $100. Mm. And we strongly recommend because, as you mentioned, this is the first time ever or in
to Los Angeles, first time ever.
Oh, this is absolutely, absolutely amazing. So get your tickets immediately. And finally, tell us more about, again, your order. And, you know, for those out there, as we were talking a little bit about vocations, and how can they find out more about you and about whether or not that little nudge that a young woman may be having right now to really go to and investigate the Daughters of St. Paul and being part of that ministry and really giving their life to Jesus through that vocation?
Well, they can go on our website, pauline.org. We also have daughtersofstpaul.org. And they can also call us at our store and convent in Culver City because we open our doors to have dinner with young women who want to just come in and see what it's like. We invite them to come and pray evening prayer with us, to stay for dinner. We love having young women join us and ask questions. Our phone number is 310-397-8676.
You can also message us on any social media platform. When you see hashtag Media Nuns, you'll see that, you know, we're on Instagram and Facebook as well as Twitter and Snapchat. So check out one of those nuns on hashtag Media Nuns and you'll see and you'll find us and message us. We'll be happy to communicate with you.
As we look at where we are, and we started talking about hope, and we're talking about the Christmas season and Advent season, where hope is certainly a foundation. What is the hope that we can look forward to as we turn our hearts and joy to Jesus?
I think we can hope that as we grow closer to Christ, we can bring Christ to others. I think that what gives me a lot of hope and a lot of joy is when I see that fire of Christ catching light in others. And I get a lot of hope and joy knowing that we're on this journey through life together, and it's going to continue in eternity. We're going to be united in heaven. And I just love the thought of being stationed all over the United States, coming to know so many wonderful people through our ministry, coming to help them in a little way grow closer to Christ, and that we're going to be together for all eternity. I think that's what gives me a lot of hope and a lot of joy.
I think so much is, you know, so our society is so desperately, you know, struggling with, you know, the way we treat other people. You know, there's a lot of struggles and darkness and frustration. And I think now more than ever, people are seeking an interior peace. And I just see that the hope that you receive by just taking some moments of peace and meditation and quiet prayer with God really can change your life. It can change your whole perspective on the world, as well as your own life. And I see a lot of hope when I see so many people praying, especially together. Because Jesus said, when two or three come together in my name, you know, you will not be refused. You know, your gifts, the gifts that God wants to give to us. So prayer is the most important thing in our life.
I just want to add that I do a lot of outreach now in the parishes. I bring book fairs to the parishes. And everywhere I've gone in these last few weeks, we've had requests for how to pray the rosary in English and how to pray the rosary in Spanish. Just a simple little leaflet. But there's something happening right now for people turning back to Mary and praying the rosary. And it's been so moving and so wonderful to see.
Well, thank you so much for being on this show. And we look forward to seeing you on December 15th or 16th at the Christmas concert. May the God of hope, and this is out of Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask this blessing and healing upon all of our radio audience, all of their loved ones, that they be filled with hope and joy and love during this Advent season, during the upcoming Christmas season. May Almighty God bless you with every spiritual blessing in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. We'll be back with you next week at the same time as Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.